This is a special edition of the Dryland Farmer Podcast. We bring you a great and insightful and invigorating interview with Jerry Donner, co-op manager from Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Jerry has been in the co-op business for many years, and he's going to give us our insight, his insight, not our insight, his insight, on a play he went to this past weekend with his family. So, sit back, put on the records of Frank Sinatra, and lower the volume and turn us up, because we've got Jerry Donner, co-op manager.
Well, hey everybody, I want to welcome you to this special edition of the Dryland Farmer Podcast. We thought we'd get on a little fresh blood here. We've got Landon out this week. He's got a, I guess he's got a tummy bug or something like that. He's got a little bitty tummy bug. And so we decided we'd bring somebody on new and see how it works out. But let's see if we can get, do we have him on the phone yet? No, we're still finding him. Okay, well, this week we're getting pretty slow and kind of on the down low down here in Hereford, Texas. We're in the doldrums of the getting ready to go into winter and getting ready to get this Christmas show on the road. So we got him. Okay. Okay, everybody, without any further delay, we're going to get Jerry on the phone. Jerry, you, yeah, how about it?
Yeah. What do you want?
Well, Jerry, we're excited to have you on. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? You're up here in Nebraska, I understand. You don't happen to know that Casey Seymour, do you? He's in the movie.
Who?
Yeah, Casey Seymour, he's also a host of the podcast, the Moving Iron podcast, and we have him on from time to
time. Yeah, I know that asshole. He's one of them damn equipment dealers trying to put us co-op-owned businesses out of business, and we don't really see eye to eye with him too much.
Well, I've gotten to know Casey pretty well over the past few months, and I've gotten to really where I like him. He's been over. He's a world traveler and everything.
Yeah, he's a son of a bitch. He goes on those co-op owned trips, co-op paid trips, I should say, because he deals with a lot of our co-op to customers. And actually, you know, we don't have customers in the co-op. We have owners. Everybody's part owner of the co-op.
Yes, sir. We do. We know how the co-op. Well, let me tell. Well, let's not get into Casey anymore. Tell us how you been, and tell us a little bit about your co-op up there, how many owners you have of the co-op, and yeah, take it away, Jerry.
We, yeah, like I say, we got over 1,000 growers / owners of the co-op, and it's really a privilege to be able to be a member of this co-op. And
well, now, anybody can join, right? I mean, anybody can be a part of the co-op.
Yeah, that's true. We have... But, you know, I want to say we're an exclusive co-op, but, you know, we like to pick and choose if we possibly can.
Well, now, isn't that against the law? Don't you have to let anybody?
Huh?
Don't you have to let anybody in, Jerry? I mean, it is a co-op, and it's a non-for-profit deal and everything like that, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Speaking, it's non-profit. I mean, you know, it's not like I'm working this damn place for free, you know.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but it's equal opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a, I guess you could put it that way, Brent. You know, we have a lot of people come in here and try to put stuff on our desk, and we've had several different buyout attempts, and I told them where they could park their buyout opportunity.
Well, now, that has to go in front of the board of directors, that type of thing, doesn't it?
The board of directors have got too many. They got too many other engagements to worry about that type of stuff. And
well, now that's kind of like one of the biggest things a board of directors does, isn't it? They field those type of big picture items.
Yeah, well, it's they're so insincere in their pricing. They want to give us pennies on the dollars for this damn thing, and you know, we worked way too damn hard, and it's not worth the director's time. They've got more important things to do. Most of them are also all the commissioners in the county, Scotts Bluff County, and
wow, they're board of directors of your co-op. Now, how big is this? You said there's 1,000 members, or 1,000/members/ growers and owners, and they're also, that's a large co-op. They're also now all county commissioners.
Yeah, they're They're also, we've got seven precincts, and we've got two commissioners per precinct, and that pretty much eats up our whole board, so we have to make schedules around there. Of course, there are farmers as well, and, you know, farmers feed the world, and, you know, they don't get near enough parades and all that bullshit and everything. And it's just they're busy men, you know, they're all a bunch of men.
There are no women on the board there, huh?
What'd you say?
Well, there's no, you don't have any females on the board.
I don't understand.
Well, you know, women, you know, females, people like girls, women, you know.
Oh, yeah, you know, we found the women up here, they're more interested in doing other more important things, you know. They let us, these old men, you know, we have these board meetings, and, you know, they kind of see us as a waste of time, and I don't really blame them, you know. So the women, they like to go pick up the kids, and they like to go, you know, find the latest deals on Amazon, and they're way too busy for this kind of thing anyway. We thought about nominating some, but, you know, we couldn't even get past Boo before they said they ain't got time for this kind of nonsense.
Well, that's surprising. I figured you'd at least find one, you know. Did y'all have any female farmers up there?
Well, yeah, you know, we do. Most of them, they farm alongside their husbands, but, you know,
well, do any husbands farm alongside their wives?
What?
I said, do any of the husbands farm alongside their wives?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Now, Jerry, so you've been there how long?
I've been at the Scotts Bluff Co-op 25 years at the same location.
And how many locations do you have there?
Well, we've bought out every location in the county. We had ADM in here, we had Cargill, and we had all them ass. Frito-Lay was in here a long time ago, but we bought all those locations out, and now we're pretty much the sole proprietor of all grain handling in the county.
Well, now that's pretty impressive. You've done a lot of work in the I don't want to call it organic growth, but you've done a lot of growth.
Yeah, yeah. We provide a better service for our customers. That way, they call us up, they can talk straight to, well, not to me, but, you know, the assistant manager and our foreman there in the mill and everything.
So what all do y'all move?
We move all kinds of artificial fertilizer. We don't do that damn no-till stuff. It's all straight conventional till, so we got a lot of artificial stuff. We bring it out. We still sell a lot to the damn anhydrous, because that's really the only way to go. These kind of new-age assholes that, you know, bring in all these different studies and everything, and you gotta mow it, you gotta grow it, you gotta plow it, and you gotta go again, and that's the way it's been done for 100 years, son.
Well, yeah, see, there's a kind of a growing trend of no-till down here in the Texas Panhandle, not so much up there in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, huh?
No, our farmers, growers, owners, they like to make money. They don't like money down there where you live.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a no-tiller.
Well, ain't nobody perfect, I guess.
Well, no, I guess it's not. Boy, Jerry, you really kind of have a way of putting things, don't you?
Well, you know, I don't like to bullshit around the bushes. You know, we ain't got time for that kind of stuff. We're busy. We're busy 365 days a year. We even work on Christmas. We might bring a load or two even on Christmas, because that's the kind of co-op we are. You know, we gotta unplug the legs when some dumbass gets out there. We just hired. He don't know what the hell's going on. And one of the no-till farmers, they bring in with a load of dirty-ass wheat. It's got all kinds of weed seed in it.
Oh, yeah, the no-till weed seed, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah. They got to plow that. You got to plow that shit up, and it's just, that's the only way to go. Hell, we still roll water up. These damn center pivots, there's a scam. They always had been from the start, and now they're already starting to phase out.
Well, then, what about you? So you roll water.
Well, hell yes, we roll water. We got more water than we'll ever use.
I tell you, well, I wish that was the case down here, but Jerry, you know, we brought you on here. I saw you kind of wrote. You have a blog, and I noticed you went to the Nutcracker up there. And where did you? Was it in Scotts Bluff, or did y'all go to the big city?
Well, hell no, they had a community revival of the Nutcracker here in Scotts Bluff, and you know, it's one of those places that get all the volunteers. A lot of our member grower owners' kids are in it. And they get them fruity deals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got the members' kids in there. Do you have any members in it?
No, well, the wives, I mean, you know, like I said, they ain't got time, so they're too busy nutcracking. I mean, they's in the Nutcracker, and so we went in there, and we went and watched the show. My wife, she busted my balls left and right. I didn't have more than two, I'd be surprised.
What now? Tell me about your wife.
Oh, Cheryl Jean. She's a Cheryl Jean. I'm sorry. That's my sister-in-law. Oh, I tell you what, she's got a set of candles. But Susie. She's my wife. We've been married for 37 years and going strong. So.
Now you've been married. You've been married 37 years, but now you've been at the co-op 25 years. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, what's the point?
Well, I'm just saying. I thought that was your first job.
Well, yeah. What about it?
Well, what did you do all those years that you were married before the 25?
Well, we've been married off and on, Brad. We got married when I first got this job. We got divorced after the first five. Got married another 2 years after that, and we are off another six. And then we've been back on ever since. No, then there was, let's see. We was on five, off five, on six again, off four. And now, let's see, what's that at? And then we're back on, I think this is the last. No, we had a two-year stretch there where I had to clap, so she got rid of me. And then, so we was off then, we got back on. I got that all cleared up. Now we're back on. I think this one will stick.
Wow, that's quite, man, you were, that's like, what, five divorces?
Yeah. What?
Five to, I mean, that's not very common, is it?
You do you, Brent, and I'll do me, and we'll just get through this. Nobody gets hurt.
Well, okay. All right. So, now, Jerry, actually, we've got to get to a break. We're going to be right after this.
You know what, them bullshit fake sponsors you always got?
Hey, work with me here. But, yeah, we got a break, and then we're going to have a, I don't know, a special, is it a Christmas? Are we going to have Christmas by the, I don't know. Ricardo's going to come on, and he...
You mean that damn Hispanic you got on there?
Excuse me?
You know what I said.
Well, Radar is, he's only half Mexican. He's half Guatemalan, so I don't know. But anyway, he's going to do a great job, he's as always. So we're going to have him, we're going to have a sponsor, and then we're going to be back with Jerry Goes to the Nutcracker right after this on the Dryline Farmer Podcast.
This is a message from the United States Department of Agriculture.
Oh, yeah. Get it.
From the United States Department of Agriculture, this is your annual reminder to get in that 2019 Crop Field Survey. Did you grow cotton in Bismarck, North Dakota? Did you grow rice in the desert of Phoenix, Arizona? We want to hear your yields. We want to hear the pounds you brought in, because we still think there's a great corn crop out there, and we're just making shit up on the fly, just like this advertisement. Did you grow cotton anywhere north of Western New Hampshire? We want to know how that stuff graded, when was it ginned, and how much did you have on farm storage up until December 1st, 2019. Did you grow hay in the swamplands of Florida? We want to know, did it get rained on? Is it still sitting in water? Did some gator gobble it all up? Because we're the United States Department of Agriculture, National Agricultural Statistics Service, where we make up, and that's our motto. The National Ag Statistics Service, we make it up.
Margarita, huh? Yeah, that's the way I like it.
Man,
Pato! Pizza crust, not you!
Hey, this is Radar Ricardo and Dennis Serio bringing your
Giant Farmer Podcast very, very Navidad update. Brent, it's kind of cold and chilly outside, and there's no really rain in sight, even though it says like, it looks like above average for like the 6 to 10 day. It's like all kind of like dark green or whatever. But on the flip side, it's like all way above normal temperatures. So I don't know. It's just kind of, you know, it's kind of, is it a glass half full or empty or what? So chances are it's just going to be like 50 degrees, windy and dry. I mean, most likely that's what it's going to be. But nonetheless, we're out here. We're on vacation. Me and Diego took a few days off, so we're doing this remotely. We ran over to Pampa, Texas, and we're just kind of, we're hanging out at this Motel 6, and there's quite a bit of eye candy walking around here, but so, you know, we're just kind of chilling out in the parking lot. We might go catch a movie or later. I know Star Wars is coming out this weekend. Maybe we go catch that. Hey, Mato, what do you think? Skywalker? Huh? Now, what's the name? Pretty hot, huh? Yeah, man, you take my lightsaber, you know, like that. Hey, that's all we need to know. But hey, Matoso, long story short, you know, it's going to be a great Christmas week, great weather. The sponsor this week is USDA, National Agricultural Statistic and Service. Well, they just make crap up, Matoso, man. They just pull it out of the air or, like, use surveys that farmers fill out, like, haphazardly or whatever. And, you know, they just use that as their, you know, as their numbers. Anyway, Matoso, hey, this is coming to you from Tampa, Texas, Matoso, the vacation center of the Texas Panhandle. And this is Renard Ricardo, Adela Serio. Back to you.
Right, everybody, we're back here with Jerry Donner. We appreciate that great sponsor and great weather forecast for this upcoming Christmas week. And Jerry, did you catch all of that? Jerry, hey Jerry, you there?
What? Oh,
there you are, Jerry. Jerry, we lost you there.
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, Jerry, did you catch that break there? That sponsor and in our weather forecast.
Yeah, I gotta hand it to the old Hispanic guy there. He's pretty handy with that old forecast marker, and he's never steered me wrong, to be honest, quite honest with you.
Okay, well, Jerry, let's get down to what we brought you in here for. Now, you went to a Nutcracker presentation here the last weekend, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Took the family. Well, the family took me pretty much, I think. Usually I'm counting. I'm figuring mixes and blends, all that kind of stuff, fertilizer. So, you know what? Every once in a while, you got to take the family out, go out with them, make them kind of happy. So, you know.
Well, okay. So that sounds real good. Now, tell me.
You're up, Brent.
Yeah. Sorry, I just had to breathe there for a second. So tell me about this Nutcracker. Now, this is a special Nutcracker, or is this kind of a traditional? Is it a traditional type of deal? Let me. Jerry, I still have you here, don't I?
Well, hell yes, I'm still. Where the hell do you think I went?
Well, sorry, Jerry. Sometimes I lose my train of thought there, and I lose where I'm at.
Well, damn it, get together now. I can spread two blends out and still get the dot camera from spraying out on the neighbor. So get to it, Chubb.
Sorry, Jerry. So now tell me about this Nutcracker deal.
Well, let me tell you, it was really. I tell you what, I wanted to walk out after the first about. Actually, to be honest, I did. I walked out because they had a no dipping sign. So right then and there, I knew this was going to be some fruity, you know, some of that. What do you call it?
Oh, you're not talking about the not the Me Too movement, but the.
Oh, you know, them guys that like to dress up as girls and vice versa.
Oh, you mean the transgender, you know, movement?
Well, I don't know if it's a movement or not, but whatever the case is, a bunch of fruit up on the stage and. You know, I saw two of my members in the third row, so I didn't really want to be seen by them, and I don't think they kind of, I don't know if they saw me. We kind of had to do that whole where you make eye contact, but you act like you don't see each other. You know how that goes, right?
Oh, yeah, I've done it many times.
Well, we didn't do that at all. We didn't even make eye contact, so, you know, up yours.
Hey, whatever. So, anyway, you were saying?
So anyway, they start this son of a bitch, and I pull out the rest. Well, no, hell, I got Copenhagen. I ain't going to get cancer, and never will, and nobody in my family ever has. They just died of fatness. So, you know, I'm pretty safe there because I'm only 50 pounds overweight. But nonetheless, this flip, to be honest with you, Brent, it was a midget Nutcracker. Can you believe that? A midget Nutcracker.
Wow, I bet that was quite interesting to see. Could you? I mean, just... So everybody was a little person, that's right?
Well, little, what do you mean?
Well, that's what you call them, little people. You don't call them...
I know it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, anyway, so to make a long story short, it was we kept yelling, go shorty, go shorty, go shorty. And, you know, they asked us to leave once or twice.
You yelled...
I yelled, go shorty, go you frou-frou shorty.
And that they didn't like that, I take it.
Well, no, I thought it was damn funny, even though, what's my damn wife? My wife, she even thought that was pretty damn hilarious herself.
Oh, really? Usually wife with a knee in the ribs or elbow in your ribs or something like that.
Yeah, We had a talk before we got there. I got the pants. She irons them, and I put them on.
Wow, you really run a tight ship there.
Well, yeah. Anyway, so we got shorty is what we yelled. We were in.
Oh yeah, that's. Oh, what row were you in?
We were in QQ, and don't you say anything.
What?
About the QQ thing.
I don't get it. What does that mean?
Nothing. Nonetheless, so we were back there. They asked us to leave, and then we got quiet. You know, we didn't really want to cause a scene because I'm a manager of a large outfit up here in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. One of the largest co-op service providers in the area, in the greater part of the Panhandle of Nebraska.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, you really kind of got to keep your face safe. Safe face. Safe face. That's the thing, right?
I don't know what the hell. Did you just stroke out or something?
No, I just kind of got my words mixed up. So, yeah, you don't really want to. You got, when you're the face of that side of the company, you don't really want to get out and have some bad PR.
Well, of course not. So we kind of calmed back down and sat there. And, well, as it turns out, it wasn't an entirely midget-only Christmas play.
Little people.
Whatever. Anyway, so all the shorty guys, they went back. And you didn't see them again. But then they got these. It must have been a class of...
Yeah, go ahead.
It must have been a class of some special ed deal because they had a bunch of these guys, these fellers. They were doing a hell of a damn good job. And, you know, they'd twirl and then they'd get dizzy and, you know, they'd go off to the side and they'd have a little... I don't know, they'd cry a little bit. Then they'd go back to the front row and they'd give them, you know, one of those lollipops. That was all right before. That was just before intermission.
Oh, so they did have an intermission though. They had an intermission.
Yeah, they had an intermission, and God wants to say that was a damn lifesaver. That's kind of where we had a lot of fun. You know, the intermission. That's the best time of the whole damn play.
Oh, tell me, something happened.
Well, I don't want to get into too much detail, but you know, it's Well, I met a couple of my buddies back there from the Vietnam days.
Oh, you're a service member.
No, I just went over there and I toured it one time and didn't really go to my liking, so I came back to the States before the war started, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, please continue.
So anyway, we started taking shots of, some liquor. They kind of had a bunch of that fruity, you know, rainbow-colored wine, and we weren't going to be caught dead with that kind of stuff. So we, let's see, what did we find? They had Cosmopolitans. We didn't like that. We tried it anyway, and then lemon drops, and let me see, what else do we have? Oh, Fuzzy Navels, yeah, that was some good shit. It was
really manly drinks there, hey, Jerry? Jerry?
Say that again.
Well, should we move on?
I think that's a good idea, Brent. So, anyway, we finally found two Bud Lights and a half a Coors Light hanging on one of them cigarette deals that nobody uses anymore. And we hammered them down, and then we started. We kind of got into it. These fellers walked up to behind us. They's wearing tights. And, you know, it turns out they was part of the show that was going to be there next week. And we, Kelvin, you know, he started kind of giving them shit. And
Now who's this?
Oh, this is my CFO. He's kind of a bit of a hellraiser. He had a few bit too much to drink, and, you know. So
you know what happened?
Well, I don't want to get into too much, but he got up in one of their faces and made fun of his hair, and it was all purple and pink, and that was just like it was like all cut on one side, and it was long on the other side, and it was quite a sight to see.
Well, I imagine so. So now, what? Do you mind me asking what y'all wore?
Well, hell, I wore my Wranglers and my boots, and I had that damn pair of pliers on my side in case I needed it, because you don't ever leave home without them damn things.
You wore your pliers to the ballet, Jerry. Jerry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I got distracted. I hope. I was hoping you weren't saying what I thought you were saying.
Well, I'm, you know, it's an interview. I'm going to ask you some questions that maybe you're uncomfortable with.
We got kicked out. Is that what you want me to say? We got kicked out of the GD Nutcracker. We're not asked back. We're banned from the Civic Center for 2 years. We can't come back there to Monster Truck Pool. We can't come back there to do it. We wanted to go to Slipknot. We can't go to that. They're going to be here. They're going to be here next summer. We can't go to that. And we want to go to see Harry Potter the musical. We can't see that. And we also want to go see the farm show.
Wait a minute. Did you say you wanted to go to the Harry Potter the musical?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, that doesn't really seem like something your crew would be into.
Well, it is. It is. And it's wonderful and beautiful and the songs are great.
Oh, well, Jerry, you're starting to become a little more cynical than what I first anticipated.
Well, I'm not a damn robot, don't you son of a bitch. Harry Potter, we got Voldemort, and is that the name? I don't know. Damn it, Brent.
Yeah. You need a rest? Here, take a drink, Jerry, okay?
Oh, God, that's better. What was I saying?
Let's see, you were talking about Harry Potter.
Yeah, we're going to go see that. And, it's really a great spectacle to see. They got special effects and all that stuff. Really, we like to see the female professors. They get kind of kinky up on stage, you know.
I don't recall seeing that part of the movie.
Well, it's not a movie. It's the theater, you son of a bitch. And if you don't like it, you can go to hell.
Jerry? Did we lose him? I guess we lost him. Well, everybody, that's Jerry. That's Jerry Donner. He is the Scotts Bluff Fertilizer Grain Co-op Manager. And we just wanted to thank him for coming on for this first time. And we didn't know he was such a buff of the theater. So, Jerry, you come on back anytime you want. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, Jerry, did you hang up on me?
Why, hell yes, I hung up. You sensitive son of a bitch.
Why, I'm sorry, Jerry. I didn't know you were that sensitive about stuff.
Well, I am, okay? And I don't care anybody who knows me.
Well, I think we've had a breakthrough here, Jerry. You know, I think thanks for coming on, and we'll get you all off the program in the proper way. How do you think about that?
What? Thank you for having me on. We're quite an honor, and
okay, and that's where we're going to leave Jerry there. We hope he has a great weekend and hope he has a great Christmas. And, guys, we hope everybody's enjoyed this interview of Jerry Donner, co-op manager of the Fertilizer Co-op in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. So everybody have a great and safe, wonderful week before Christmas. And we'll ask you, what side of the line are you on?
The Dryline Farmer Podcast brought to you by the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service, where we say we just make up. The Dryline Farmer Podcast, All Rights Reserved 2019, and a member of the Global Ag Network. Merry Christmas.